2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
All right, welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Carey. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, on this great Tuesday night. We hope that your evening is spectacular.
I just want to say something because it's Tuesday. Kids eat free on the Nightside Project. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you being a part of the show this evening.
Speaking of kids eating free, a little bit later on, we're going to share with you the major update to Utah's restaurant rules.
It's not just restaurants, Ethan. The buffet is back, baby.
It's we're going to be talking about that in just a little bit. But first, in fact,
sure.
I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why we're not leading the show with that.
I know why, because I try to temper our look. I'm all for it. Here's the thing, though. It is buffet news. It's strictly buffet news. I feel like there's other things that should be before the buffet.
However. We typically reserve the first segment of the show
for the most important topic. For the most tasty, all-you-can-eat stuff.
All right. Well, we'll get to it. I'm fine with
letting
it languish back later in the show.
I want everybody, by the way, because this is the last week of the Nightside Project again, for what, the third, fourth time? How many times have we sunsetted the show and been done with it?
This would be our third retirement.
Yeah. So that's coming up this weekend. That's coming up. Our last show is going to be Friday. So. We're taking your well wishes, 57500. We're taking station complaints, also at 57500, unless it doesn't benefit us, then we're not going to take it. So we'll start off the show, though. I want to know where people are at when it comes to working at home. I am one of those guys that likes to come into the office. I like being here. I like that there aren't very many people at the office, too. It's like a perfect combination of not running into that many people, but also still coming in to work. And my job is specific to having to do some things here at the office.
Yeah.
But if you're working from home, like so many of the people who are listening to us do, think about what your work would be like if your boss could check in at any time while you're working from home and technically while you're on the clock, but being able to monitor exactly what's going on at your house.
That's right.
Because you're working from home. Now, that's an interesting thought because – employees, of course, want to filter their home and work situations. And when you're working from home, those two things collide. And it's like when you run into your school teacher at the grocery store, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Yep.
But what's your comfort level of your boss checking in at any time and going, hey, I need to know what you're doing at your house. I need to know what you're doing
reports.
Right now.
Well, and this is really come into sharp focus because there are a number of security or surveillance products that are available to businesses. These include things like Time Doctor, Flexi Spy. This lets an employer know everything that happens on a company computer or a phone without the user knowing that they're being actively monitored. This includes keystrokes. This includes the ability to turn the camera on and off, turn the microphone on and off. Could you imagine that? And would you feel comfortable? And you know what? I'm going to just say, I don't think anyone would feel comfortable with that. I mean,
Mike, I noticed you put some tape on your camera. Could you go ahead and take it off so I can take a look at what you're doing at your house there?
I mean, you're going to turn it on randomly? I mean, what if
that
you're,
seems.
What
look,
if
I don't know what boss would have
that
much.
Or something like
I don't
that.
Know what boss would have that much time to be like. And my usual check-in with some of my team members to see what their keystrokes and their cameras
are. Available. The question is really, is how comfortable are you? Because I think that if there are companies that are moving towards work at home primarily, then they're going to be tempted to use stuff like this, right? They're going to be tempted to drop in on their employees randomly. But here are the two sides for me. On the one side, okay, I understand it, right? You want to be able to have some accountability. I understand that.
Yes. And if you're a boss, there are plenty of employers who are listening who are going, I got to make sure I'm paying these guys. So I got to make, and they're going to be at home. I got to make sure that they're doing their work. It's the same thing. We had the same discussion about, you know, university. I think it was Florida State University that said, hey, by the way, you can't take care of your kids while you're at home and working at home because we're not paying you to take care of your kids and work from home, which sounds harsh and it sounds mean, just like it would sound weird for them to dip into your home life while you're trying to get your work done at home too. I think most good employees and good employers are not going to mess around with you. They're just going to say, get your work done. I'm not going to have to babysit you all day. But there are going to be tons of bosses who are going to be like, I saw that you clicked over to Netflix and streamed a TV show at 12:48 for 17 minutes. And you'd be like, well, that was my lunchtime. Well, still, I don't know if I like you streaming Netflix at your own house. You know, I just don't know what the conversations are going
to
look like.
Some people will be extra nosy. But I tend to agree with you. I feel like all this surveillance technology, it is going to be unnecessary for 99% of people. I mean, after all, if you're sitting at your cubicle, does your boss sit and stare over your shoulder all the time? No, he doesn't. Right?
No, that's they don't want to.
That's not how it works. So, you know, why would
that
be the
case? Now there's this added thing where they want to, right? Where they're like, oh, well, now I can dip in on the computer. And I have to – look, when they'd walk by your desk, they weren't maybe necessarily hovering over what you were doing right then. But now that you're at your house, I think they just want to know that you're not out fishing with your kids and while you said you were going to be at that – meeting, you know, earlier in the day, right? I mean, that's essentially what they're looking for here.
Yeah,
I don't know what I don't know what the good balance is because I want to be able to check in. And I think here's been the weird thing too. During all of this, I think there have been a lot of employers who or a lot of employees who've been working at home who've been trying to be like, I'm still working, I'm still here, I'm still relevant, I'm still working. Check out what I'm doing over here. Start shifting the papers around. There's no way for you to be like that. Kiss up a student, you know, or, you know, employee during all this because it's hard to get noticed when you're not in front of anybody all day. And there are guys who there are employees who are doing their jobs and they're doing a great job, but they get kind of forgotten. And so dipping in and seeing what they're doing, I think absolutely giving you a report of what your kind of daily workflow looks like is fine. But you don't need to see the history. You know, you need to see the browser history, you know, of this person and be like, I noticed you took 17 minutes to check out, you know, Jay Cutler on Instagram to see how he's doing. That's not what we're about. And that has nothing to do with me. OK, that was not autobiographical at all. So don't read into that. OK,
we got a text from Monkey Ben. He says, I'm the boss and managing at home workers has been really hard. Some I never worry about, others, dot, dot, dot. And I guess I get that, but I still, because any kind of work relationship, well, work relationships are relationships, right? And how do you manage those personal relationships? And I think there are good ways and bad ways to do it. And I think that if you're managing it through being able to randomly turn on the video camera and the... You know, in the microphone on a laptop computer.
Get a screenshot of what they're looking at. That is the absolute worst. That is just the dumbest, right? Have you seen that? Remember that Saturday Night Live skit where Eli Manning is hosting it and the guy is accused of murder and he's on the stand. He's on like the witness stand, you know, and they're asking him these questions and they go, I can prove that my client wasn't there murdering the victim because I have his browsing history right here. And he goes, I plead guilty to the murder. He didn't want to actually reveal his browsing history. I hear a lot of people who are like that are like, look, I don't care what happens. Just give me my privacy. And look, it doesn't mean you're doing weird stuff. It just means that you have, just by virtue of saying, well, you're working at home, that also means that I own you at your own house in a weird way. If I'm your employer, that seems and feels strange.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that for sure. We got another text from Monkey Ben. He says, guys, our 7-day net case rate is in the negative. The Nightside Project is working.
I told you. And not only is it working.
Coronaviruses are on a good trend in Utah. Yeah. That was our job as the Nightside Project was to get that turned around.
Look, we got all the way to Friday to get cases down to zero. Is that right?
Well, let's get going.
So let's keep this thing going. It's Tuesday. I think the last show's on Friday, and so we can get this thing. We can really lick this thing. All right. And by the way, don't lick anything if you're close to anything. Don't lick anything. That will actually spread the virus.
I think what needs to happen is if you've tested positive, just drive up to Idaho for a couple of days.
File your residency from up there, and then you're going to be fine.
We'll all just kind of keep it tight, keep it close. We don't spread it at all. All the positive cases, just hop, skip, and a jump. Maybe you're close to Colorado. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're close to Nevada. Maybe you're close to Idaho. You know, just... Let's at least turn in some good numbers. We can worry about the rest later. Let's just get some good numbers in.
Get some good numbers. Let's get that. Let's lower that mortality rate. Let's lower all of the numbers that Unky Ben's been. Yes, we'll figure it out. 575-00 is the text number. That's how you're going to weigh in. We're going to take our first break. We're going to talk a little bit about schools. We got a shocker of an announcement from Davis School District, the new school district where we live, where my kids will be attending this fall. It was going to be a 5-day, let's just go right back at it, everybody wear a mask, but we're going into school every day. But now it's changed, and people are not happy. Some people are excited. We've already got a text here that says that parents are meeting up in Davis County in West Layton to voice against Davis School District's back-to-school decision. We'll tell you what that decision is. We'll tell you what the details are and where you fit into all this. Stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside, credibility, also absurd news. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. And lots been happening this week. We're starting to gear up for school. It's time to register for your kids for school, probably. That's how it is in our school district. We're in the process right now of lining up the classes, figuring it all out.
What did they say? And you guys are in, what are you guys in, Canyons?
Canyons, yeah.
And what are they doing?
Canyon is doing, you're in or you're out. So
and you better decide tomorrow, otherwise.
I confess, I don't have the nitty-gritty details right at the front of my mind.
Because you're a loving
parent. Remembering...
You know why? Because you're a super on top of a parent. But go ahead.
Well,
why don't you go ahead and give us your stern opinion about other people's school districts, but not know what's going on in your kids' lives, Millard?
It's called laissez-faire parenting, Alex. And it's a purpose.
It's called laissez-compétent. All right?
And it's... but I think what it is if you start at school... You can transfer to online, but if you start online, they won't let you transfer to the school. It's something like that.
If you if you show up the first day of school, you'll be held hostage there until 2024.
That's right.
But if you start online, they get to see what you're looking at online for the rest of your life.
They get to turn on the camera at your house.
Those are the things. So here's what...
let's see what the Millard family is doing. Not homework.
Hey,
I
Mr.
See.
Jones here, Ethan. I noticed that you are still wearing your pajama pants. is that something you wanted to confess to us there?
You're like, you know, your son still hasn't turned in that math worksheet.
Where's this coming from? Over your home speakers. I've taken over Alexa.
Alexa, yeah. You know, if you were looking for something to do other than watch TV, you could...
I don't know. Maybe dip in on your kid's
Skyward
education.
And see why your kid's not going to college.
Oh, my goodness. So here's the deal is we had a text from somebody that says, look, they're going to be meeting with a bunch of... they didn't say disgruntled parents, but it says some not happy folks who are meeting up in Layton this evening at 8:15, apparently, at the...
they're not disgruntled?
They're just... I think that they're gruntled. So they're actually like doing pretty well. Things are going well. Big group of parents meeting at Legacy Junior High in West Layton at 8:15, voicing against the Davis School District's I'm assuming they're just doing that so they can be... They'll be done with the Nightside Project, then they can have their meeting. They'll kind of just like see what kind of our direction is. But it's interesting because the Davis School District went from we're going 5 days a week.
Yeah.
To if your last name is A through K, then you're going to be going Monday and Wednesday. And if it's L through whatever the last letter is of the alphabet, then you're going to be Tuesday and Thursday. And then Friday is going to be an online learning situation. So
that,
my kids are going. So
for everybody, did
Friday,
I say that?
Friday though, Ethan, that's a 4-day weekend. Because my thing is Thursday is not my kid's day either. So I'm a Monday, Wednesday guy. I've already got like 6 or 7 trips to St. George in the works for the fall. No, but honestly, here's the thing, though. We've gone from 5 days a week knowing where my kids are going to be to now I have 4 kids that are in elementary school, kindergarten through 6th grade this year. And we're going to be 2 days a week at school. I don't know how I'm going to handle myself. And now here's the thing is I don't want to make a decision about how the schooling is going to work just based off of my discomfort of having all my kids home, you know, during the school day. The thing is this. I go to work every day. My wife also works from home part-time. And the good news is she gets to work from home. But the bad news is she has to get work done from home. With every kid home, I mean, we've been doing this since March. And you can say, oh, it's been then you're used to it. The reality was is March through the end of the school year was hard. This summer has been hard. We've had our kids home every day, and I have to keep coming into the office. I mean, since March 17th, that was the day, right? And then the 18th is when Chad Daybell's earthquake hit, and then we all really didn't know what was going on. I want to know if there's a parent up there in Davis County. I want to know what their complaint is. Is it just the discomfort of trying to figure it out? We're going to talk a little bit later about how difficult childcare has become during all this as well, because asking somebody to come watch your kids is a difficult thing to do anyway. So I don't know how it's going to work from planning on a 5 day a week, everybody with masks on, to now a 2 day a week situation to have my kids home 3 days or 3 out of the 5 school days a week.
Yeah. In other education news, Alex.
Oh, the okay. Utah... Move right past my issues. Fine.
I'm adding to it. Oh, okay. I said yes and.
Yes and.
Yes and. I learned that from you. You got to do yes and.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes and. The UEA's come out this week, Utah Education Association, which is a teachers union.
Teachers union, yeah.
And they're asking the state to delay the return of schools for a period of time. To just delay it.
Yeah, Salt Lake schoolers, and I think Ogden are officially moved back to, I think, September 8th. So they're talking about starting the week after Labor Day weekend. So even a week after Labor Day weekend. So how long do we delay it, though?
Well, they didn't indicate. They just said that go back to school was not really rooted in a concern for public health, and that should be a factor. Everyone should pause, basically. So they didn't say this is when we should go back. They should say this is what we should do to make sure that that going back to school full time is the right thing to do.
No one's
going to listen to them. I think that much is clear.
Well, because here's the thing: is that my kids are going to go back to school, and they're going to do the 2 day a week thing. Are they going to get? I can just tell you right now, they're not going to get nearly the type of education that they were going to be getting if they were going to school 5 days a week. And that's a hard thing. I know that they won't get the attention that they deserve. I know that they won't be getting the – and that's a nod to teachers. Great job. Teachers Union, you can feel good about how great you guys are, except for it's – except for the
– Except.
No. Well, think about it. Ethan, how – we were so – set on 180 days, right? Or 182 days or 178 days, whatever the exact number is, you know? And whether those kids aren't there, they used to add a day, right? If you took a snow day, they're like, oh, sorry, you're coming back June 1st. And now we're going like this. I don't know, 45 minutes on the computer should be good. And then they're yours the rest of the day. I don't know. You got to figure it out. And I'm like, that's going to drive me nuts because I will leave when my kids will have been at home already for like 7 or 8 hours. You know what I mean? I'm basically pulling the pin on a grenade from my wife and going, see ya, and walking away and going to the office.
Can I I'm going to say this because I don't really have the time or inclination to do this. But I've got an entrepreneurial opportunity for someone that I think ought to be explored. Okay?
Do they just need to pay you some royalties whenever they roll this thing out?
No. Okay. You have it free and clear.
Have it for free. Okay.
Free and clear, because I think this would be, I think it's worth exploring. I don't know if this will necessarily work, but it's worth exploring. In these districts where there is an online school option and parents are struggling with what to do, they feel like they feel like they want to do online, but they don't know how that's going to work. This is what you do, all right? You get a storefront in some strip mall, right, in the neighborhood, okay? Fill it with some cubicles that are properly distanced.
Okay.
Get a good, strong internet connection, and that is a place where parents can bring their kids, you know, of a certain age, drop them there. No instruction is done. The kids just do their online work. You don't pretend to provide a teacher. All you do is provide someone to just make sure that everyone just stays in their cubicle, does their thing, maybe a break for lunch, something like that. And I think that a lot of parents would go for something like that, a place where they could take, you know, obviously it would have to be of a certain age, right? It wouldn't work for every kid.
What does that mean, a certain age?
I don't know. I'm not going to provide every little detail.
Well, are you just saying like middle school through high school age?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Middle school through high school. Maybe 6 or 8. Just anyone who can realistically like sit down and do it with minimal breaks.
So basically you're going to find out a way to basically do Saturday school during the week.
Mm-hmm. Everyone pays a couple of $100 a month.
This is the Breakfast Club.
Sit in a cubicle and do their online work.
This is the Breakfast Club. No talking back there, Jones.
Yeah,
your
seriously.
Mom's coming to pick you up in 15 minutes.
I
swear. Look, you say it again, you're going to earn yourself another Saturday.
Yeah, all they need is someone in there to make sure that everyone knows that you're going to get the horns. I think it's a smart idea. And I think that there ought to be a few people out there kind of pulling this together, hitting up families they know, saying, hey, what if we did this?
I love how it's at a strip mall. You're like, I don't know, open up next door to a... next to the Cold Stone Creamery, between the Cold Stone Creamery and the Magic Card Shop. That's where I'm going to end. That's where I'm going to sign up.
Because isn't there always an available storefront in the strip?
Yes, there is. All right, we'll take the break here. We'll come back after news, traffic, and weather. What about high school sports? What about the future of the self-service buffet? Stick around. More to go right here. It is KSL News Radio. It's the Nightside Project.
Is the Nightside Project.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened then?
We passed then.
When?
Just now.
We're it now.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It is a little weird to be back here doing this.
Yeah, the weird part's me taking your temperature before each show.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard, here with Alex Keery. And, Alex, no one likes my idea. Pretty much no one likes it.
Yeah, the one where you said, come on down to the strip mall. We got Steve's discount daycare for your kids. Hey, Comcast internet that'll work up to 17 laptops at a time.
I just think... And this is because I would strongly consider this, that if there was a place in my neighborhood.
this is how much you don't like your kids. All you're doing is saying, this is how much I don't like my kids. Okay.
No,
go ahead.
I'm just trying to give a nod to the reality that not every family is going to be up for homeschooling. And I know that. And I just wanted to kind of give a little nod there. And I'm saying that if you're still concerned about it, we could do this thing where your kids had a place to go to do their online learning.
this is the best. That's smart, Ethan. That's also called prison in some countries.
Yeah.
There's this one that says,
you're hilarious.
Sorry, buddy. That's not a good idea. This one, Ethan, that place is called the city library. Our taxes already pay for that. Here's one.
They're all closed.
I just love the idea of like, You being so desperate to get your kids out of the house and to get them learning or doing their homework or whatever, that you go, I don't know, go on over to Craig's discount kid watching service. Got the monthly discount. I went on to Groupon. I got two kids for the price of one.
Groupon would be a great way to promote it.
Hi, I'm here to pick up that kid. And then they go, are you his parent? Yeah.
Yes.
Gosh, of course I am. That's what I'm saying. Your idea of a store, of a strip mall, I love how you rolled it out too. And you're all, I'm going to let anybody have this idea. You can have this idea for free. It's because it wasn't worth anything. All right? It's ridiculous.
Hey, someone's going to start it up. Someone's going to start it up because it just makes too much sense.
Well, they have some of these places that are what? They have like, what's that place called? Like Mathletics or Mathnasium. That's a place, right? It makes it sound like, so they already have that. They
Fine.
Kumon,
but those are tutors.
Get your kids smart.
Those
yes.
are tutors.
What's wrong with that?
Those are tutors. But that's different than my idea. My idea is just a place. That's all. That has
ridiculous.
That has tutors.
All right. Ethan, I want to say something. It's that last it's the final week of the Nightside Project, which means of course just our going away of just having people know, listen, this is us putting it all on the line. We have nothing to lose. And
yep.
with that being said, we're going to roll out this next segment with a grain of salt or with way
all
above
the salt you can eat.
I was going to say way more salt than the recommended daily intake is recommended by the Association of Physicians Across America. So the buffet, the self-serve buffet is back in Utah, baby. So everybody, congratulations.
Woo, and what
your kids aren't
where?
Going. Your kids are. I don't, well, listen, I guess everywhere. I don't know. Okay. Self-service buffets are now open in Utah. So here you go. Self-service buffets are now able to start operating again with certain,
so the rules are in place.
With certain restrictions, Ethan.
That's under new guidelines announced Monday by Governor Gary Herbert.
I love how Gary Herbert's like, hey, everybody, I got a press conference. Buffets again, everybody. And then you start playing the Cool and the Gang celebrate song. I mean, just so you can go, it's really great. So what they're going to do, I'm assuming, just off the bat, Ethan, before I tell you some of the things that they're going to do, you tell me some of the things you would do to bring some cleanliness, or at least because part of the thing is you got to make sure the people in there feel like they're safe, right?
Yeah.
They feel like that they're
so
staying
this
healthy
is what
at
I would
a buffet.
Do. This is what I would do. If I owned a buffet restaurant,
yeah,
and I wanted to protect my
– yes.
I would have them go to their table and sit down. And then I would have, you know, the person that comes around and like clears off your empty plates all the time.
Right.
I would have them come around first.
Right.
And I would say, okay, you know, maybe show them pictures of the buffet. Right.
Yeah.
And say, okay, what is it that you want? How many scoops?
Okay.
And then,
no, they have to get it.
And then you, so you can say, okay, I want 2 scoops of the mashed potatoes. I want 5 of the chicken drumsticks.
Right. Okay.
You know, all these, you can say whatever you want. And then the busser goes to the buffet and scoops it onto a plate and brings it back to you. That's what I would do.
I'm not accepting any of these restaurant names that you're texting in, 57500. Corona-rama is not accepted. Golden Corona, not accepted. We're not renaming the restaurants. So don't text those in anymore, okay? I don't want any of your amazing ideas on what we name these buffet places that are going to be open during all this. Ethan, I would have a couple of the self-service places. You know the Jell-O station?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be – it's still going to be gelatin. It's going to be clear, though. It's going to be hand sanitizer flavor. So you're going to actually – you can get that. You can take a scoop of that. Right.
Flavor.
And behind that, there's going to be a whole – you can dish yourself up as much hydrochloroquine as you want as well. Mm. So there's going to be that whole thing like
just
behind
scoop
it.
Scoop it right into your ice
well,
water.
Well, it's either that or you put it on top of your mashed potatoes. You know, for some people, they have
you know
a hard time
store,
putting that
you know,
stuff down. And so.
You know in the produce section of the store, we have all the fresh produce laid out, and they spray it periodically, and there's like the thunder to let
right.
you know they're going to spray everything. They spray everything.
Yes. So that's what they're going to do? Do the same
bleach.
Thing?
With
just,
bleach.
Oh, just bleach over the whole thing? So here are actual guidelines. You ready for this? Operations will close for cleaning and disinfecting twice a day. Okay. Tell me if you're a business owner, if this is already worth it. Morning and evening. Okay, got it.
Fine.
Cleaning and disinfecting includes all tables, chairs, door handles, floor. Okay, we get it. They're all the places in the restaurant. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
They also say that you have to, that they're going to utensils, cups, plates, things like that. They have to replace the scoopers at all the places and all the utensils that you're at the self-service buffet. They have to be replaced every 30 minutes.
Okay.
Does that sound okay? So every 30 minutes, new sets of utensils go in. You also have to wear the face masks in the food serving area.
Naturally, yeah. That,
when you
yeah,
get back to your table, you obviously have to eat your hydrochloroquine, and so you have to have your mask. You don't have to have it off, but you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, down around your chin, the old chin strap look.
Yeah.
So they're gonna have. So all restaurants in Utah must continue to limit tables to groups of no more than 10.
That includes the buffets.
Yes.
Kay.
So
all right.
So those are some of the restrictions there, Ethan.
And
I don't I don't know how I feel about it, but I don't, of all the places, I don't know. People can text in if what their level of comfort is going to be for the for the buffets.
You know
back
me,
up.
I love a good buffet, and you know me, I love a terrible buffet. And I'll tell you right now, I'm excited that people are talking about this, but I'm probably not going. But here's what I like about it.
What
though.
Do you mean? But see, you say I'm probably not going until your wife goes. There are four people at the Chuck-O-Rama right now. It's like going to Costco. There's no better time to go to Costco than right now when they're limiting everybody.
Can I say?
And the lines are going super fast.
I get that.
They're replacing the utensils. Look, the buffets have never been safer. Is what I'm saying.
I get that, but you don't want to be in a buffet that only has four people. You want to be in a packed buffet. You know why?
No, you don't. Because then the
fresh
food's good.
Food turnover.
That's
always
a good
hot.
Point.
Always coming off.
Yeah,
the
you
line.
Don't want to break that skin. You don't want to break that skin on the gravy.
No, man.
The gravy boat.
You don't want a situation where some staff members coming having to come by every 2-3 minutes to stir the gravy again.
Right. They have. You don't want somebody cutting off the front piece of the. At the carving station. Do they have Are they going to have carving stations at these buffets still? Because that's going to be a big selling point.
I think if.
Or is it going to be a self carving station? Because
if it meets the rules.
It's going to be about a pound and a half cut, then I'm going to give myself of that ham.
Oh, they're just going to let you have it?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, they don't want their employees around you, and they don't want them cutting them for you.
Yeah,
but you know
how
that tougher skin.
They're not going to trust you with the carving station.
I know.
That's a fantasy.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We'll take the break here. I want to get this thing licked. I want to figure this thing out. How are we going to fix the buffet situation? Your kids can come later at a different. How can we help your kids in school? Great. But how can we make the buffet safe again in 2020? 57500 is the text number. The Nightside Project and our final week for our third time around. But this time it's serious.
We're so serious.
I will turn this whole thing back around again. Don't you worry. We're going to come back. We've got more to go around the corner. Oh, my goodness. We've got some. We got to talk about Utah high school sports. So stay with us. More to
all
go.
Right.
And Ethan, headlines are coming up as well.
Yeah,
so
man.
Stick around. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside. We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. Thanks so much for jumping in. Someone says that they went to
a Chuck-O-Rama the other day.
How long is this? How far behind am I on the news, Alex?
Well, look, to be fair, we haven't done we haven't done a good enough job of announcing buffets. And they're reopening and what the rules now are. Because this person texted and said they went the other day. Masks, all that. They cut the meat for you. You're fine. I want to know what stuff is not going to be available. Like, is that soft serve ice cream machine going to be available still?
I told you we should have led the show with this topic.
Oh, we should have known to lead the show with this. Ethan, I know that people were wondering about. They say, is this really the last of the Nightside Project? Are we going to get a stay of execution, possibly? Oh, whoa. Hold on. Settle down there. Jeez.
You were teeing something up.
No, I am. Just this.
Oh.
This is the end of it. We're not going to keep pulling your leg here. Nightside Project not coming back after Friday. So we've done our job. Ethan's got an actual 9-to-5 job that we've been making him work till 8 in the evenings also as well.
Hey, man, I do the show anytime, any place with you.
Okay. Oh, that's sweet, buddy.
Just not next Monday. just not anytime after next Monday.
I will do the show every night this week with you, buddy. So much I'm dedicated to you. So you can send your gruntles or your disgruntles to 57500 as a text number. But we are also bringing you the same good news. Buffets are back open.
And, you know, here's the thing. Is it early? I don't know. Maybe it's a little early.
What, to bring the buffets back?
Yeah.
Our kids aren't going back to school. We're letting people get roast beef by the pound at the at their local all-you-can-eat place. But my kid can't go to school.
Let's set all that aside.
Okay, sure.
Let's set aside whether or not we are starting school too early. Let's set that aside. I think there's a lot to celebrate in how far we've come. I think the masks have been great. I think it's pretty clear that Salt Lake County's success with the masks has opened the door for the buffets.
Yes.
Right? No, I mean, that's that much is obvious.
Yeah, everybody's got to wear masks. Cool. Everybody's got to wear masks in the serving area. Which is the entire restaurant,
but
right?
it's flattened the curve back out because Salt Lake's Utah's right. most populous county really doing the heavy lifting for the rest of the state and bringing that curve back
down. You're welcome.
And that has swung the door open now for us. You add in that some real positive news on the vaccine front, and I don't want to oversell it. That's not my job too. But you know, I think we ought to be proud for how far we've come and be glad for how much progress we've made. I really do.
Last night you were talking about weird headlines, just like, you know, the headline generator for 2020. We basically would not be surprised by anything if we were to roll out headlines now that were, you know, super weird from the, you know, from the conspiracies to whatever, to, you know, viruses, global pandemics, blah, blah, blah. But I get these emails from TV every night, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the TV emails are what the stories that these that the reporters are working on. They're like, "Hey, I'm working on this. Hey, I'm working on this." And they put the slug, which is the name, you know, basically the shorthand title for the story, what it's going to be in the newscast there in the thing. So yeah. here's what they're working on tonight: Davis School District changes,
okay,
Chinese seeds,
and
Governor Herbert buffet order. I thought it was. Governor Herbert ordered some roast beef and some macaroni salad this evening.
I'd be interested to see.
KSL 5's Jed Bull, who has his journalism degree from the University of Michigan, has more from the scene.
Governor Herbert likes the mashed potatoes.
He's like, "Hold on, let me stir this gravy. It's got a skin on it." This is terrible. All right, so I'm just saying the Chinese seed story is a wild one because people have been receiving mysterious seeds, Ethan,
in the mail. Yeah, they
from
think it's,
China.
They think that what it is it's an effort by just online companies that are selling firms that are selling things online. What they'll do is they will sell. So they will pretend to have sold something to a customer so they can generate a fake review. But because they've got to have sent something to a customer. So what they'll do is they'll send this little package of almost worthless seeds to a customer who doesn't know anything about it.
It was just in the database.
It doesn't matter.
At some point. Yeah.
All they had to do is generate a shipment to a customer, and then they go back and say, "Oh yeah, man, this guy bought a DVD player and he loves it. Here's his review." And that's apparently what they're doing.
The increase in plant size was immediate as soon as you bought those seeds.
I'll tell you what, though. It is creepy that they're seeds because my very first thought was, oh, my gosh, what kind of absurd biological warfare
trying to wage on us? They're sending over corona seeds. You're growing corona flowers in your garden.
You know what it made me think of? In World War II, Japan actually, they would launch these bombs on balloons, like across the Pacific. So they would land in North America. They wanted to start forest fires. So they would send incendiary bombs just on balloons, trying just drifting them across. They'd land someplace randomly and start a forest fire. That's what it kind of reminded me of, that just weirdo, random. Anyway,
this
one
says, okay. Now this one says
buffets
have been open for months. We've gone to Pizza Pie Cafe, Chuck-O-Rama, Golden Corral. Is it Chuck-O-Rama or Chuck-O-Rama? Chuck-O-Rama, right? That's the preferred. I say it like I don't know. I've been there 1,000 times, but I don't know. As I read it, I didn't know if I've been saying it wrong this whole time. I think the governor needs to eat at the buffets a few more times. I agree. We do, and that's why we're going to be reporting the hard hitting stuff on. What Governor Herbert ordered at a local buffet. So that's going to be on tonight's KSL News 5 at 10 o'clock. I think it just says Governor Herbert's buffet order. So I'm assuming it's going to be that. You know what I've been doing? Okay, sorry. My goodness. Oh, I wanted to get to this story, Ethan.
All right.
And that is about high school sports. While we are at the same time discussing that we're not going to be having the same type of school experience for your kids this fall, there are going to be sports going forward. So Governor Herbert, of course, tweaked what is allowed under the orange the moderate risk guidelines that have been keeping West, East, Highland, Judge, and Roland Hall schools, out of the athletic, They wouldn't have been participating if he would not have tweaked this.
Yeah, Salt Lake District is...
You're right. And so they're the ones that are in orange still. But now they're trying to figure out how to do this. And they are going to make sure that high school sports are going to go off. Now, here's the question. And I had this. This was an actual water cooler discussion here at the office today with one of our sports producers from television, Matt Glade. He goes, yeah, looks like high school is going to go on. He feels pessimistic about college. There's some reasons to feel that way and some reasons that, you know, some schools are just going to go forward. And we heard Ohio State today say they're going to let 20,000 fans into the stadium per game instead of the 100,000 that usually come to the Horseshoe. And so what are high schools going to do, though? Limiting spectators is much different. The student sections at high school games are going to be very difficult to police and to regulate. Concessions, how do you regulate those things? Some schools are not going to do them at all. Some schools are going to be allowed to do it. But what about parents showing up to these games? What about telling parents that they're not allowed to come to games? So all these things have to come into you have to consider all of these things when you're bringing everybody back to do high school sports. Road games versus home games. Sending all these guys out and girls out on buses to go to these different places. All riding together in pretty close proximity. Probably wearing masks, but maybe not. I mean, it's going to be a hard thing to navigate here because sports are one of these places, and some of these full contact sports are going to be places where this thing could go really, really wild and shut it down real quick.
When do you think we'll lose our nerve? Because you know that when people get together, the virus spreads, right? That's just what happens. And we know that school is an opportunity for the spread of this in and out of the student population, and of course back home to parents, grandparents, siblings, things like that. At what point do you think we're going to lose our nerve? Because we're going to see...
We're pretty good about anything. We're opening up buffets. We're good about everything. Dude.
Yeah, but it's also... We've also been able to really kind of keep it tamped down, thanks in part to the fact that it's summertime. And so it's a little bit easier to keep, you know, people away from each other, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's certainly been a lot easier for my kid to keep my kids out of harm's way than it will be when school starts up in a couple of weeks and they're right in the hallway. And it's that's what I'm wondering is what is the trigger point? At what point will the state say, okay, now this is too much? It's spreading too quickly through the schools, so we got to walk this back somehow. And I wonder how quickly that'll come.
Here's how they're doing it in your school district. Canyon School District is going to require every person attending a game, whether it's JV or varsity, for soccer or football, to have a ticket in hand. The schools will only allow 25% of their capacity for these outdoor stadiums.
Okay.
Some events are going to cost money and others will not. They said that they'll live stream every contest that they can, but that's dependent on internet availability. Having broadcast games from some of these stadiums, I will tell you, internet availability is garbage at a lot of these places.
Yeah.
It's not good. So this is going to be a hard thing to tackle. And so do you see what I did there?
Yeah, a little pun, a little sports pun.
Sports pun there.
Well done.
I do it. Look, I'm a sports director here.
Well, I get that. I know that everyone's got plans that seem reasonable now, right? My question is, when we see this much-anticipated second wave that everyone was concerned about that would come in the fall and correspond to the winter months, at what point are we going to lose our nerve? That's my question, and I don't think that we know.
Let's take a break.
Maybe we'll just know it when we see it.
You're also having a huge amount of people who are trying to get folks to come from out of state to play here in Utah because Utah's going to play. Our neighboring states, a lot of them, are not playing. We'll take the break. News, traffic, and weather right now. When we come back, more of the insane Nightside Posse around the corner. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Is the Nightside Project.
I may be super,
but I am no hero.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
You realize, though, Alex, this is just temporary.
Yeah, I still took your parking space, and I'm not giving it back.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. Thanks so much for tuning in with us tonight. We're having a great time, having a really fun time. And I want to cover some headlines, Alex. I want to jump into the mix here.
While you get your headlines in order there as you shuffle through your paperwork.
They're in order, but go ahead.
Okay. while you pretend to shuffle those things through, I want to put together an informal list of the things that we have basically walked back into normalcy again. Coronavirus numbers on their way back down while we've been on the air on the Nightside Project on our temporary spring, summer, whatever this was. Okay?
The return of professional sports.
Return of professional sports. We ushered that in as well. Mm-hmm. What else? Disney World reopened. You're welcome. Okay? Mm-hmm. A little early, but you're welcome anyway.
The buffets, return of the buffet restaurants.
Buffets are back. Okay? So we asked for more strict rules on the sneeze guards. You got them. So you're welcome. We're going to start taking if you can remember any of the things that have happened while we've been back on the air during our spring and summer limited edition of the Nightside Project that ends, of course, this Friday is the mm-hmm. last broadcast for us once again. And I just wanted to say,
I'm just going to play that all night.
I just want to say, Ethan, it's been a real treat for me, buddy.
Oh,
it's been amazing.
Me too.
To have to reconnect with you, forced to reconnect with you after all these years again on a regular evening show has just been very mediocre, but it's been amazing.
I didn't think it would work. I was right.
Look, I didn't think that this chemistry could last very long, and I was totally right. Keep your texts rolling in. We'll forward them on to the people who make decisions here at KSL about whether or not you want us back on the air or not. And when I say that, we actually have no choice in the matter this time. This time is for real. And somebody says, look, next to Jeff Kaplan, Nightside Project's my favorite. Why does it have to go? I'll tell you why. Jeff Kaplan's going to be taking over that hour from 6 to 7 again.
So you're going to – it's going to work out for you if you love Jeff Kaplan.
You win.
All right. Are you ready for some headlines?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's do it. A man who spent Canadian Bert Turhart.
Way to get your headlines in order, Millard. Bert Turhart.
Has spent 267 days sailing solo during the pandemic. He returns home. I thought we had
Bert
accounted
Canadian
for all
Turhart.
The sailors. I thought we'd accounted for everyone who was just out there hanging out by
now
themselves.
Now, listen, this is the best. So this story is interesting because Bert Turhart from Canada, he left in October on this to set a world record. So the whole idea is he was going to set this world record, and that was to circumnavigate the globe.
With no technology.
With no electronic navigation.
Yeah, he's going to do it just
also
with the stars.
By way of the five capes. So that was
that was the
thing. So by way of the five capes, circumnavigate the world and then not use any electronic navigation.
And
now, 275 days later, he shows up and goes, "Hey y'all,
what did I
miss? Is the McRib back?"
Apparently, he did not keep in touch
That's a
with
lie.
People.
Well, he's got four kids, and now I call into question his parenting.
No, he said this, "In a nutshell, I've been sequestered completely, totally isolated from the rest of the world. The closest human being to me actually was on the International Space Station because they're 35 miles straight up. Everyone else is 3,500 miles to the side."
Okay.
So, which is an interesting point to make, that he was only 35 miles away from the International Space Station, but thousands of miles away from any land-based civilization or any other people.
Again.
So, apparently, the total lack of technology included communications devices. He got off his boat and he said, "What did I miss?" And his family said, "Well, not much. Put this mask on."
Except for also your four kids that you left back at home. They're also still around, but they're not going to school. So congratulations. You get to babysit
Canada. Normally, Canada, when you show up at Canada's border, they normally ask you to do a two-week quarantine.
They normally shoot you. Well, they didn't have to do anything with this guy.
No, they waived it. They said, "Well, considering the circumstances, we're not going to make you quarantine."
The circumstances of you not being around other human beings. But you are going to have to pay that extra child support payment because you haven't been around for your kids for the past 9 months. All in the name of circumnavigating the globe. Oh, I don't need to talk to my wife and kids for the next 9 months. Why? Well, because I got to circumnavigate the globe. See ya, honey. Love you.
The first thing he said when he got off the boat was, "Take me to the buffet." I've been thinking about that
for 9 months. Governor Herbert order in Utah? I'll have whatever he had.
All right, next up on headlines tonight, a sailor who dropped his iPhone into the ocean found it working 6 days later.
Wow.
He dropped his $1,000 iPhone X working as a deckhand on a museum ship called the Regal Lady. The smartphone dropped 50 feet to the bottom of the harbor. He asked a friend to dive into the harbor to retrieve the device, but couldn't get it, couldn't get to it. So he just decided, you know what? I'm going to
do it myself.
He said, I'm going to wait till low tide a week later. He quickly found his iPhone X caked in mud, and it still worked.
How would you even find it? Like, I mean, the bottom of the ocean is, you know, the bottom of a harbor is no, that's no joke, man. Like, that, you, like I would just assume it wouldn't just go straight down either. I've been fascinated, Ethan. If you go on the internet, if you go on the interwebs, you can find, there's a guy, there are multiple people who do this. They go out and they put on scuba gear to places that people are out there a lot of times, a lot of rivers and things like that. And they go out and they find people's stuff that they dropped at the bottom of the river over a week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they call the people back, or then they try to get a hold of them and they give them back. It's amazing. This is like the coolest thing ever. This guy lost his $15,000 ring. This dude found it in the Sacramento River like 2 weeks later, just with a metal detector at the bottom of this silty river. I love that stuff.
That's cool. That's awesome.
It's you'll go down a weird rabbit hole. When your kids aren't doing any learning at school this fall, just tell them to watch that at home.
Just cool inspirational videos of
YouTube.
Guys with snorkels and metal detectors.
That's what I want to do for a job, Dad. Well, that's the only thing you're going to be able to do because school is not an option in the future. So go ahead.
Next up, McDonald's is permanently closing 200 of its 14,000 U.S. locations this year. Over half of those closures are locations in Walmart stores.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Especially because Walmart has been
doing great.
It's been going along. So have they been
Walmart's
closed
been
normally?
Doing great.
Is it just not, they just don't want to keep up with the...
Well, it's only, I mean, there'll be 100 of the closures are in Walmart stores.
Yeah.
I don't have the information on how many are in Walmart stores, but apparently they're not, they're a lot more than that. These are just the low volume restaurants.
450 Dunkin' Donuts locations are going to be closed.
450, and a bunch of Starbucks too.
Yeah, right here in Sugar House, that Dunkin' went out.
They are, they're, Starbucks is doing a 400 company owned locations over the next 18 months that they're closing down.
That's so. I would think that, I mean, that's actually probably a really smart business move because they're like, hey, this is probably a good time to just kind of cut the fat a little bit because they, you know, McDonald's and Starbucks both have more than 15,000 locations apiece. So, you know, you pare it down by 300 or 400 and you just kind of cut that fat a little bit. These are companies that make money hand over fist normally, and especially now we saw how successful McDonald's has been.
It's been very, very successful, and
because they've been so good. I mean, they've already been a great drive-through situation.
They've got that nailed.
Yeah.
And you know what? And their share price has been rewarded for it too. I mean, they're within about 20 bucks of their all-time high. And
all right, settle down, finance guy.
And it's because they've been doing so well in the pandemic.
Right.
So
maybe
the closures that we're seeing for McDonald's, maybe that represents something of a pivot. You know, they're saying because there's things that they're going to learn. This is in the news because today McDonald's had their earnings report. Right. So they kind of talked about the state of their business. And they talked about how a number of the trends that they saw in COVID are going to be permanent. And that includes more delivery and more online orders.
Well, and they're doing a lot more working from home. You're going to have to just go over to a friend's house where they're making sausage biscuits.
You pick up your Big Mac at this house. You pick up your fries at this house.
Yeah. Yeah. They're working from home. It's good. It's fine. All right.
Just hire everyone on a cul-de-sac and you just loop through.
Let's take the break here. Hey, when we come back, we got stuff to talk about here still on the Nightside Project. We've got a vacation club. Thinking about traveling? I know you might be... You might be bearish a little bit on traveling and doing the vacation thing. Let me encourage you to be bullish with some of these next headlines here. Plus, what's canceled next? Stay with us on the Nightside Project.
Nightside.
Nightside.
We're all friends here. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. He's Alex Keery. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. I mentioned this when we were doing a little show prep. We were looking for just a couple extra things we could throw into the rundown here. Of course, all that's gone out the window with the crazy buffet story. But one of the things I mentioned to you, Alex, is that my news feed is no longer any good because it's become just all travel stories. And there's honestly a limit.
We told people we're committed to bringing them vacation news that they would not need to use at all during all this pandemic.
And, you know, I love travel anyway. Mm-hmm. I love it. And I'm not able to do it very much.
Ethan obsesses about going on a cruise one day.
Oh, my gosh. And yes, absolutely. And I love airplanes and I love airports and I love all that stuff.
Really excited for you.
But it's really kind of become a problem in my news feed. But you know what? Let's do it. Let's get some of this done.
You just keep getting more and more of these you just keep getting like just cruise news you can use. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
The places you want to go and how to get there. It's the Nightside Vacation Club. Get a free night stay, but you have to stay for the whole presentation.
This first headline we could have predicted because I think it was Goldman Sachs that they made the call last week, the week before, that Disneyland, that the Disney parks wouldn't recover their revenue to pre-COVID levels until 2025. And so if that's the case for Disney, I think we all could have predicted that at a certain point, we were going to get the same news for the travel industry overall, maybe especially the airlines. But
are you planning on, like, when's the next time you want to get on an airplane? Like, I mean, you don't really travel for work, you know,
more than
outside of the state of Utah. So
yeah, I don't. But
my question is at what point are you going to go, hey, I'll get on an airplane? Because I still see people posting all the time that they're on airplanes and that
they're flying. Yes.
And there are fewer people on the plane, which is appealing to me.
So
and everybody's wearing masks, which
but
I
not
go,
necessarily.
Hey,
some
there we go.
Some flights are jam packed.
If you're operating an airline and you're just packing everybody on the plane, you stink. You know, I'm only going to fly. What are the airlines that are making them that are still packing everybody in? Because I'm going to avoid those.
I don't know.
Send them in. If you're one of those people who flies, tell me which airline I should go on if I don't want to have anybody between me and them. You know, if my son and I go on a trip somewhere and we say, hey, we want to get away, go to San Francisco for the weekend. You know, to go to a buffet or something, or
I guess football buffet.
Go to a football buffet. What would I fly to where I'm in a seat, there's nothing between us, and then there's my son in the other seat over there?
I think real vacations that require flying are probably off for the year. But I would fly if there was, for example, a funeral that I needed to attend or something like that. I would fly for that. And if my boss, you know, was like, hey, I need you to go to, you know, I don't know where he would send me. But let's say Denver. Oh, not Denver. Omaha.
I would not get on a see if I'm going to get on a plane. I would make it a 5-hour flight at least. You know, you want to get out. You want to get out to like Orlando or JFK or something, just so you can go. Look, I'm not going to get on an airplane and fly in this tube full of a bunch of people who may or may not be sick, just to go 40 minutes to Denver. Not going to do that. This is as close the closest Ethan's going to get to a cruise this year is going to a local buffet. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Treat yourself, Ethan. Just say I want you to in the morning. Go to a nice reservoir and paddle around on a rowboat. Get off of that rowboat. Go to a local buffet and then go, I basically went on a cruise today.
That's what it is? That's pretty much what it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm willing to try that for a fun activity for a day. But according to the International Air Transport Association, back to the story at hand, global air travel is not going to recover until 2024. It's going to be 2024 before it hits pre-pandemic levels, which is crazy. The International Air Transport Association actually was predicting 2023. Do you know why it's no longer predicting 2023? Because the U.S. has done such a poor job.
We've done a bad job, yeah.
And so they say, well, it would have been 2023, but the U.S. has blown it, so it's 2024.
There you go.
So,
well, good for us. I still want to figure
it
out. Look, I'm not joking.
The economy.
I'm not joking about this. Where could I take my 12-year-old son on an airplane? What would be a cool place? Right now, August, September, pandemic season.
Boise's nice in the fall.
No.
We're going You get off the plane in Boise, take your rental car up there to Meridian. It's beautiful.
It's Boise.
Boise.
Boise. Got to hit the Z.
Not the classy pronunciation of Boise. Boise.
Well, it was Boise.
Boise. okay, 57500. You can suggest where my son and I can go on a trip.
You know, you know where my son wants to go? My youngest son wants to go to New York.
Well, where's the place?
New York City.
And do you, if you get off a plane in New York, are you required to quarantine because we're in one of those states that they're making quarantine?
I don't know. I don't know. They might.
Oh, way to do your homework on this one, Millard. Jeez.
But I just.
It's your vacation club, man.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I just didn't know I was going to say that. So I was unprepared for my own comment.
All right, here you go. I've got one for you. Halloween events are canceled now at Disney and Universal because, well, we reopened a little bit too early there in Orlando.
Oops.
But yes, here's why. Because if you have Universal's Halloween Horror Nights, for example, that's featuring Stranger Things this year, you can't have people screaming at each other when somebody else is jumping out. The scary thing is the person in that mask, the person who's dressed up and scares that person. Those four people who scream in that actor's face, they're giving he or she coronavirus. That's the problem. Hmm. So they said, we know this decision will disappoint our fans and guests. We are disappointed, too. We look forward to creating an amazing experience for you in 2021.
Oh, well.
Disneyland's Oogie Boogie Bash, originally set for September and October, is also now off. They're actually just apologizing for having such a stupid name for it.
The Oogie Boogie Bash.
We want to just start all of this over.
We are reevaluating.
But see, here's the thing. Lagoon has Frightmares, right?
Yeah.
You know, is that going to go
Frightmares,
away?
Frightmares is great.
Frightmares is, I would say, the best thing that Lagoon does. Because you're not in the middle of the heat. It's the best time of year to go because you're not in the middle of the heat. You're about to hit the end of the season. And that's the only time I've ever been to Lagoon. Was during Frightmares. So maybe I can't really, but I drive past Lagoon every day. I get off at that exit and I see how many people are there, even with lower capacity. And I'm like, boy, oof. I do not want to be there right now.
Yeah.
This is, you know. All right.
Brandon's inviting me to Google the New York stuff on air to learn.
Oh.
He goes, Google it on air, you think.
Because you're pretty famous for going, here, hold on, Google. How much is a flight from Salt Lake to JFK International Airport? And send. All right. What else?
Kalispell, Bozeman, D.C. Those are three recommendations coming in from some people.
Kalispell. See, now that's cool because you go to Montana, and you're going to be way out there. You're going to be separated from humanity there. That's good.
Here's someone texted in, Fly Delta, they're doing all the safety stuff, middle seats blocked, mask required, loading back to front.
That's good.
I've already flown in June, going out again next month, so there's someone who feels comfortable doing it.
That's
what this is all about. It seems like you can do what you want within your comfort level, right? I mean, isn't that where we are now?
Yes, absolutely. Hey, when we come back, we've got more to get through here on the Nightside Project. We missed that story on how cruise lines are updating their ventilation systems to send the COVID straight into your room, just so you could just get it over with at the very beginning of your... Look, if you've got a cruise that's going to last 22 days, first 14 might not be good when you get coronavirus, but those last six are going to be amazing. We're going to come back after news, traffic, and weather. We'll talk more on the Nightside Project right here on KSL News Radio.
This is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange and a toothpaste.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome back. Just a few segments left here on the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. Thanks so much for jumping in on the show tonight. Here's a text we got, Alex. Here's an idea for you and your son.
Oh.
If you're looking to take your 12-year-old son someplace, forget the plane. and take the train, Amtrak, from here to Denver. It's very scenic. It will give you and your son a memorable time. That actually would be a lot of fun. That is a great idea. You should think about that.
I don't want to get on a train.
Why not?
I hate to be the guy who's acting like he's too cool. Because my thought was it was like a 23.5 hour.
Yeah, the journey is the thing. The journey is the thing.
Yeah, I guess. But my son's longest trip to Hogwarts is going to be the worst trip we've ever taken if we do that. This will be like, hey, so we're still in this train car together, buddy. And I don't have any chocolate frogs for you and no Dementors outside the window. Sorry. Mm. I don't know. I get it. From here to Denver is what then? 9 hours? 12? It'd probably be like 15.
I don't know. On a train, how far is it in a car?
Like 8 hours. Yeah, so I would assume it'd be longer.
If only there was a way to find out.
There's not.
Stand by.
Here it comes, Brandon. The old Google during the middle of the show trick.
Let's see. So Denver, Colorado. Mm-hmm. All right, directions.
You can't put in the UTA route. You're not going to find a UTA route.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm doing the, let's see here,
Yeah.
The train.
Mm. Yeah, man. I'm standing by. I'm still waiting for this.
Oh, no, because it's giving me the Greyhound.
Also bad. Also something I don't want to do. All right. You look at that, and I'm going to get to the next portion of the show here. Ethan, I wanted to bring up a couple things here. All right?
All right.
So I saw this article, and I thought it was an interesting take on it. So the article says how the child care crisis will distort the economy for a generation. An economist says that 20 to 30 years, you're going to feel the effects of the collapse of the child system.
The child care system?
The child care system, yes. And part of it is because it is making you, the whole thing is that this is forcing you, parents are already exhausted from round-the-clock child care while also trying to work from home. The biggest thing is, though, Ethan, is that this is really going to affect the stay-at-home moms the working moms who are trying to figure out how to balance that, right?
Yeah.
And single moms, forget about it. I mean, this is going to be a really, really difficult thing to do because if your kids are going to be at home, I'll tell you what you're not able to do is figure out a way for them to be watched all day while you can be at work, because watching kids is not what we're talking about. We're talking about monitoring your kids' education now while you're at home, which has been an impossible task for many of us.
It's very, very difficult.
It's super hard. So they talk about that being like a big fall to – it's going to have as much of an economic impact on us because we're going to have to say, well, I've got to cut my hours because I have to be home with my kids. Well, I've got to make this economic sacrifice. They say that some people will not – it says the work of recovering from it will not just end because we have a vaccine. Even if things start to get even better going forward. And the thing that this economist says that the child care crisis on women's outcomes is going to be felt over the next decade plus. I try to think about what it would look like for us to be able to get. And here's the other thing. Like, let's just say child care during the day is obviously number one, trying to figure out what you're going to do with your kids while you're trying to get work done. And while they're trying to be, in school. And so the reality is you end up saying, working something out with your boss where you take fewer hours, or in some cases, maybe the mom who's been working at home or somebody who's been working a part-time job just ends up quitting that. And those are economic situations that families are needing more than ever. So she says, when you talk about upward mobility, this puts families not just in a different trajectory. It's not just about losing 2 or 3 years of income. It's about being on a lower earnings trajectory for the rest of your life.
Jeez, that's terrible.
How depressing is that, man? I think about where we are right now, and I go, here's the other thing. My kids and I need the break from each other,
Yeah.
And my wife needs a break from them, too. And that's not – I know where their parents. And so you can save the texts that say, well, you don't want to be around your kids. That's just because you're a lazy parent. I'll tell you what it is it's not normal for us to be around each other, all five of our kids and mom and dad, on top of each other at home what is going to be now 5 out of the 7 days a week. It's going to be really extremely hard from sun up to sun down, not having that mix up of something who's somebody who's not your mom and dad trying to teach you. That made a huge impact on me. I listened in class because it wasn't my mom and dad teaching me.
Yeah, you're right about that. There are some things that there are a lot of things actually that other people besides your parents are going to be better at teaching you. When I first took my son skiing when he was very, very young, and you know, at the time I'd been doing a lot of skiing, I was an excellent skier, and I thought, oh man, I'm going to be able to teach him how to ski. This would be great. And it was within the first 5 minutes that I knew I was not going to be able to teach my son to ski. I knew it. I knew it in 5 minutes.
Well, my whole thing is my wife has been a certified ski instructor, and it's just teaching our kids is the worst, you know, because they're like, whatever, mom. I bet you could ski, mom.
I'm not doing that. The pizza's stupid. It's not even like a real pizza anyway.
You can't even eat it. Oh, my goodness. All right. 57500 is a text number. So I wanted this to be a safe place for people to express their frustration, because the thing that people do, Ethan, is if I complain about having my kids at home all day, people just go, oh, it's because you've just been using the school system as your personal babysitter. And I can't really argue with it, except for this is what we have had as how our society has been held up.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair.
You're a bad dad.
It's not fair to say
you're just a lazy parent, dude, because you don't want a daycare. You're just going to farm out the daycare to your kid. That's not what we do. We have this whole thing planned out, and coronavirus has ruined it. I'm at work. Oh boy, you want to take that?
No. I don't know.
Look, I'm just going to say this.
I don't know anyone in Kaysville.
It's 2020. It's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Who has their phone ringer on? Okay, that's what I want to know.
I wonder if you know anyone. I wonder if you have any recent evidence that you know someone.
Put it on the buzzer, and we will work it out from there. Okay.
Well,
I don't need a phone to ring ever in my life. I don't need a ding of a text message. I don't need the ping of an email. I don't need a boop 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 boop.
I like having
so that
phone
I can
ring.
Hear a phone ring. No.
I
you know what phone ringing is good
time.
For? It's good for sound effects in a movie, so you know that you're moving on to the next thing.
You know what, though? Here's why you're saying that. Because I used to say the same thing. But that was when I worked in broadcasting, and I was always in and out of studios. When you're in and out of studios like you are, then, yeah, you keep your ringer off at all times. Because
I've had 74 missed calls during this show. You didn't hear one of them. You only had one dumb person call you, and your phone rang. Okay.
It's been quiet here in the home defense sector, though, hasn't it? The perimeter has been pretty quiet.
What happened with the dogs? Are they dead?
No. We just haven't had any intruders.
Oh, okay.
We just haven't had any assassins come over trying to take me out.
Here's my question. Are your kids going to be super glad that you're not doing this radio show at night? Not to hang out with you more, but so that they don't have to tiptoe around the house and act like things are super quiet around the house.
You want to know?
Do they just
real?
Leave? Do they just leave?
My kids don't care what I do.
I know.
And
my favorite is when your kids walk in, they go, "Dad, is your show done yet?" And then your phone's all boop boop beep boop beep boop beep, and you're like, "Oh, hold on, I'm doing a radio show over here, guys. I got to take myself seriously." Gosh, this is why the show's gonna get canceled.
I know. It's because I can't control myself.
They're like the review of the show. While the chemistry between the two hosts is present, Ethan Millard will not turn off his phone, and he has two dogs who are part of the program every evening.
The lack of the lack of professionalism is just too it's just too much.
Plus all the male commercials during the break. It's fine.
All right. Drop us some text, 57500. We need to know what you learned tonight on the Nightside Project. That's what's up next. What you learned tonight on the Nightside Project, and then we're also going to do a Zen Headlines. So we're going to figure out a way to rescue this show. Help everyone finish their day happy. That's our goal. I think we can do it, Alex. I believe in us.
I'm trying to figure out a way that the school district will now send home all the laptops to my house. We need all the laptops for this year, okay? Stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues, wrapping things up next with What Did You Learn? 57500 is the text number. Tell us what you learned on the program. We only have this segment and three more days of the show for the history of the Nightside Project, assuming that we don't have to save everybody from a pandemic again in the next few years. Stay with us. The Nightside Project continues on KSL News Radio.
Nightside. You've had a long day. So have we. The Nightside Project on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. Final segment here on the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. What did you learn tonight on the Nightside Project? Let's get it going. Text that into 57500. Let's hear it.
Oh, are we already starting that?
Yeah. Are you ready to go?
Yeah. I was just wondering because the texts are rolling in here, and Ferox actually reminded me of one of my worst and favorite stories all at the same time.
Yeah, she says, or he. Did we ever establish?
No.
Ferox says, maybe now at buffets, when somebody starts coughing and everyone freaks out about COVID, Alex can helpfully yell out, free meal.
So the story is when we were in St. George one time. I was glad it was in St. George, too. We were at the Cafe Rio there, its location where it used to be. Again, thankfully, they've moved from there because I wouldn't be able to go back there. But there was a lady who was obviously struggling after she was sitting at the table next to us, and she just had a bad moment, and she threw right up onto the floor. You know how busy Cafe Rio can be.
And she was right over by the register, too.
Yeah, and we were waiting. So she throws up. I was waiting for my to-go order, right? Mm-hmm. And I had become chummy with the guy. There was a guy who was there who was like, you guys live down here? No, I was coming to Salt Lake. Oh, you live in Salt Lake? Oh, yeah. What do you do? I said, do a radio show. He's like, oh, really? I was like, yeah. And then I told him I was on the Nightside Project. He's like, oh, my gosh, you're Alex. I listen to that show. And I don't know if it was because I thought that I had to play this role of, like, funny guy. I totally reverted back to high school because this lady throws up, and I yelled the first thing that came to mind. I go, free meal. And the whole cook line went, free meal. And the people looked up at me, even the lady who's like kind of half bloodshot eyes, you know, who just threw up was like with this look of, why would you do this? And I don't have an answer. The answer is 10 years later, I'm ashamed of myself. I apologize, lady. Listen.
She still thinks I walked she tells out, people about that.
I walked out of there and I came in and I'm like peeling out of the parking lot. My wife's like, mm-hmm. What is going on? And when I tell her the story, she's like, my gosh, I'm married to you, and I don't know what is going on here.
I'm having your baby.
I'm trying to keep it like, and it was kind of funny because I said this, hey, free meal. And then she goes, what is wrong with you? Like, why would you do this? Why would you make people's lives like this?
Comedic effect.
I go, it's a blessing and a curse, sweetheart. That's part of the deal. That's and right. My brain goes to a certain place. And I attribute it 100% to the fact that I was chummy with this guy. If I was not, if I did not know this guy at all, I wouldn't have said anything. But immediately, like, you know, that our food was late. And so they're giving us, like, you know, we get the free strawberry lemonade. The strawberry lemonade's flowing, you know. And so then you get you get a little bit loose with some of the jokes. But even the guy I got chummy with looked at me and was like, what's going on right now? Like, looked at me like, I don't know this guy. And I'm like, I don't know him either. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. Ethan, it's the end of the show. Here we go. And look, I'm glad they moved locations of the St. George Cafe Rio, because I would never be able to show my face there anymore. I drive by there and I think about
your photo on the wall.
I drive by there and I think about it. I think it's
We got a text here from Ryan Lund. It says, 12 years listening, and it's the first time I blatantly disagreed with Alex.
What?
Totally normal thing for Ethan to have his phone ringer on.
No, not during the show. No, come on, Ryan.
This show.
I'm looking at... on this show,
come on,
that's
fine. The reboot, I've had to adopt some old... I've had to readopt old habits.
Okay, so normally that phone would have rang out loud. Beep, boop, 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 boop. And then you go, hi, Ethan Millard here. Stocks and investment advice coming your way. I'm not able to make it to the phone right now. Gosh. Ryan, don't encourage this. I guess it doesn't matter because it's not like... I mean, again, my whole thing is the Nightside Project hasn't been air checked since 2016. Boom.
Daniel texted in, I learned that Alex would host Nightside from Kristen Cavallari's house if she asked.
Oh, yeah.
No word on it if Ethan would join him.
Not invited.
Don't want it.
Yeah.
Not invited. Interested.
You don't even know who she is. Do you?
Kristen Cavallari?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a famous woman.
Ah, there you go.
I know all about it.
Yeah. Oh,
she's beautiful
she's
and famous.
Got hair.
And almost certainly from California.
Hey, you got it. She was on. See. I think she was on one of those high. Those, like, she got famous doing those like Laguna Beach or one of those shows.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She married
also
Jay,
in California.
But then she married Jay Cutler. Yeah, she lives in Nashville now. Okay, so not that I know anything about her life. They're divorced, by the way.
A few other texts. I learned that if it takes a pandemic to get Ethan and Alex back together, I may just hope for Sarah Cove 3.
Yeah, what would that be?
To
Corona
show up sooner rather than
Corona
later.
21. Corona 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. I learned that Alex is too cool for a train ride and sick of his kids. Ethan only gets one call every 2 hours, and he probably Googled it, and I already knew buffets are nasty. That's from Brandon. Thanks for texting in. I learned today.
I got a boatload of timeshare credits I need to unload. Anybody interested? From Fiji to Missouri, let me know.
Yeah, this year everyone's got
like,
extras. I learned that. I learned that if I call Ethan each night, at this time I could get him fired. This from Bright Star. Yes.
Oh, you know what? This one actually has a great idea. And don't try to get Ethan fired. You can't fire somebody who's already got no job. You have a job, but won't have a radio show after Friday. Can't get rid of him. They're not going to let us go on when. They're not going to let us go tomorrow night or Thursday.
I'm short timer.
Yeah,
short timer.
It's fine. Let me see here. I think you should start the buffet project now. Someone said, "Oh, it's sad to see the Nightside Project canceled." We did this for like 4 months. It was very temporary. We knew what we were doing here. It's fine. Mm-hmm. We're fine with it. Ethan, are you fine with it?
Oh yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, you know about it.
I'm gonna miss it. This person texted in, I learned today that you guys bring sanity back to my day in a crazy way.
Oh, that's very nice.
We love doing this show, too. And I will miss it.
It's Tuesday. We don't have to do this right now.
I miss this show every day. So.
Well, you're on it every day. So.
Well, now I am. But
you will miss it. You will miss it. Okay.
I will once again. I will go back to missing it.
Do you have any? Do you have a Zen headline here for us, buddy, pal?
Yeah, it's actually from Ryan Lunt.
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal is considered one of the greatest NBA players of all time, but since retiring, proven himself a hero off the court as well.
Wah, wah.
From buying extra large shoes for a teen who couldn't afford them to helping another find the perfect prom suit.
What size shoe do you wear? Extra large.
The basketball star is passionate about giving back, lending a hand, so when he saw a crash unfold on a Florida highway this month, he didn't think twice before pulling over. He stayed with the driver until the police arrived. The Alachua County Sheriff's Department released the dash cam footage of this, and it's not worth playing because there's no real audio.
No, okay.
But it shows the highway patrol car or the sheriff's deputy pulling up to the accident, and there is like all these little people.
Yeah, and one massive person. Yeah.
It's the first thing you see.
It's
like
a bunch of
cars.
Regular size. You can't say a bunch of little people. Yeah, it's a bunch of regular sized people.
Yes,
and a massive human being.
It's so bonkers because that sheriff's deputy, he must have seen Shaq from like a quarter mile away. He's like, is this Shaq at the accident scene?
I think at this point, because he's a deputy there where he lives, I think that they're used to it now. They're like, oh boy, here he is.
He's
got his radio on. Yeah.
Like, Shaq, you want to find a new hobby, buddy?
All right, Miller, we're out of time.
You know what? At some point, though, he'll lift a car off a person.
Yeah, if you need it. Absolutely. Yeah. Ethan, we'll be back again tomorrow night. 3 more days of the Nightside Project during our COVID-19 spring summer edition of the show. Scott Mitchell and I next on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.